USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two massive California wildfires have officials calling for new mandatory evacuation orders to thousands of people in the Golden State's north overnight. The Dixie Fire, California's biggest blaze, destroyed houses and businesses as it burned through the small town of Greenville, north of Sacramento. The House GOP report on the origins of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has evidence the virus was impacting the area in September of 2019. And China failed to abide by a 24-hour mandatory reporting regulation for months. Texas Representative Republican Michael McCaul tells Newsmax, American lawmakers are hindering our efforts to get to the truth.
Very disappointing. You know, I chaired the China task force. They were going to join us, and then Pelosi at the last minute called it off, saying it was a diversion.
On Wednesday, 616 Americans nationwide died from COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
At least 10 people have died after a van thought to be carrying 25 migrant workers through the remote Brooks County in southern Texas rolled over on Wednesday. Brooks County Sheriff Benny Martinez confirmed that the driver, who is still unidentified at this time, died at the scene, and 12 others were injured in the crash. Martinez believes the van was top-heavy and flipped over after hitting a curb. President Biden and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are feuding over mask mandates. Tim Berg explains.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is unleashing on President Biden, saying he will not sit idly by when it comes to COVID-19 protocols that simply don't make sense.
You're trying to restrict people, impose mandates. If you're trying to ruin their jobs and their livelihoods and their small business, if you are trying to lock people down, I am standing in your way.
He says parents, not the government, should make decisions about masking their children in school and in their homes.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill was moving through the Senate on Wednesday as Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pledged to delay the chamber's August break until it passes. Utah Senator Republican Mike Lee tells Fox News this bill is an inflation bomb and will hurt lower-income people the most.
This bill is a massive inflation bomb being dropped on an already carpet-bombed economy. It can't take any more government. We've been pumping the government so full of money and that into the economy that it's causing the dollar to lose its value. This bill is sort of a reverse Robin Hood. It's stealing from the poor to give to the rich. There are a small handful of very well-connected wealthy interests who will get richer off of this bill. But everybody else will get poorer as we inflate the dollar. That's not fair to hardworking Americans. It's bad for Utahns. It's bad for all Americans everywhere.
Included in the bill is a $10 billion project to study if Americans will accept a per-mile tax on driving their car. The intrusion into our privacy via GPS shadowing could be devastating.
Without a massive intrusion into privacy and liberty interests that the American people hold dear. When you add this to all of the other problems with the bill, including the fact that it will make it more difficult for first-time home buyers to get into a home at a time when Utahns and all Americans are struggling with the high price of housing and health care and gasoline and groceries, this is not fair. It's not right. We shouldn't be doing it.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.